by. My heart breaks down and cries a million tears. You broke my heart and set me free, but you forgot your memory, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone. Of the day, every hour you're away, I feel so lonely, and I can't help it. I don't think I can go on, and it keeps right on a hurting since you're gone.
Good morning from WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. We're at 32 degrees.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. House Republicans will try again today to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after Tuesday's attempt failed.
A stunning vote causing more chaos on Capitol Hill. A Republican effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas failed last night.
The yeas are 214 and the nays are 216.
After a surprise appearance by Congressman Al Green, he was expected to miss the vote due to his recent surgery. But the Democrat rolled into the House chamber in a wheelchair, wearing hospital scrubs, to vote against impeaching Mayorkas.
ABC's Ike Adjachi in Washington. Donald Trump plans to appeal Tuesday's appellate court ruling that he can be prosecuted for trying to overthrow his 2020 election loss. Three people killed, 16 injured and wounded in Kyiv in Russian bombardment early Wednesday morning. This is ABC News. In Fort Myers, Florida, a man with a knife and claiming to have a bomb tried to rob a bank and took hostages.
At one point during negotiations, he became physical. He started to put one of the hostages in like a headlock, and he had the knife to her throat.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Merceno says that's when their sniper took the kill shot.
When he presented deadly force like that, our SWAT sniper shot and killed the suspect.
President Biden hosted a Black History Month event at the White House last night.
President Biden thanking Black Americans for helping build a rich, diverse nation and promising he will fight politicians he says are trying to prevent students from knowing those contributions and struggles.
So tonight, let's reflect on how we make history, not erase history.
President pointing to promises he's kept for Black American communities and predicting he'll be back to celebrate again after the next election. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Scattered fog early today, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild conditions, a high of 50. Southeast winds at 8 to 14. Variable clouds and breezy tonight, a low of 38. Thursday, 53, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible, scattered rain showers likely. Thursday night, breezy with scattered rain showers in the evening, maybe even some claps of thunder Thursday night, a low of 37. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy and somewhat cooler, a high of 43. Saturday, peaks of sun and cooler yet, a high of 36, partly sunny Sunday and 34. In Richland Center, the light fog in the area right now shouldn't be a factor, although there is a dense fog advisory for Iowa County until 10 today. Following a warm high of 52 yesterday, we were at 35 at midnight, and we are down from that to the current reading. It is 32 degrees. Welcome to the broadcast day of WRCO. Today is Wednesday, February 7th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
if Jesus came to spend some time with you? If Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, if he came unexpectedly, I wonder what you'd do. When you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door with arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you need to change some things before you let him in? Like burn some magazines and maybe put the Bible where they've been. Could you let Jesus walk right in, or would you rush about to hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Oh, I know that you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest, and all the food that you would serve to him would be the very best. And you'd keep assuring him that you were glad to have him there, that serving him in your home was joy beyond compare. But would your family conversation keep up its normal pace? Would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or would you hope they stayed away until his visit ends? Would you take him with you everywhere that you'd plan to go? Or maybe change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when finally he had gone? You know, it might be interesting to know the things you'd do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you. What would you do? What would you do if Jesus came to spend some time with you?
We start the day in a positive way with Porter Wagoner and one of his classics, What Will You Do If Jesus Came to Your House? Before that, the Light in the Milk House show officially opened up with Maggie Rose singing our national anthem. Good morning, friends. It is time for us to get together again for the old Light in the Milk House show. Wednesday, February 7th edition. We have some things to tell you about and a little bit of aerobic polka or two getting going here a little bit later on this morning. So, good to be with you. I made it out of Waseca last night and just got home from Steuben. And ready to keep you company with the old Light in the Milk House show. Phil Nee with you on a Wednesday morning, and hopefully you're enjoying 32 degrees. Oftentimes we push for this as maybe it's a daytime high in February and think, wow, this is great. But to think we're going to add about another 20 degrees later today, well, that's something worth celebrating in early February.
I'm going to lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, I ain't gonna work on the railroad. I ain't gonna work on the farm. Hey, I'll lay around the shack till the mail train comes back and roll in my sweet baby's arms. Well, I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Around the shack till the mail train comes back, then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms.
lying in jail. He'll walk in the streets with another man, wouldn't even go my bail. Well, I'm rolling in my sweet baby's arms, rolling in my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Beauty operator, sister can weave and can spin. Hey, now daddy owns an interest in the old cotton gin. What's that old money rolling? Well, I'm rolling my sweet baby's arms, rolling my sweet baby's arms. Lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in my sweet baby's arms. Hey, we'll lay around the shack till the mail train comes back. Then I'll roll in sweet baby's arms.
On the Light in the Milk House show and headed for a heartbreak. It is 32 degrees here in Richland Center. Coming up, a look at sports scores. We'll have some notes for you from last night. Lots of good high school basketball games on the way last night. We had one on the radio as well. It was a good one, won by Richland Center. Unfortunately, the Bucks, they just started getting it doing, and that's going to be a kind of an uphill battle, I think, changing coaches in midstream, but also they really came off a tough road trip as well. Well, a Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 9 until 2 at Wisconsin Heights High School. To make an appointment, download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. Hill Country Classic Power will meet tonight at 8 o'clock at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Those reminders from our community calendar this morning. Here's Sonny James.
It may not make me tremble, the soft touch of her hand, but she won't break my heart the way you do. So I'm gonna try to give her the best love that I can. If she just helps me get over you, if she just picks me up when I get down, if she's there when the memories go all around, maybe some as I've loved you. If she just helps me get over you, I don't suppose that loving will ever be the same, but she wants me the way I wanted you. So I'm gonna try to give her the best love that I can. If she just helps me get over you, if she
Sonny James on the Milk Cow Show. Good morning. 18 minutes after 5.
Both calves and slaughter cows were higher at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold from $2.40 to $4 by the pound. Number 2 and heifer calves sold from $1.20 to $2, with the beef crossbred calves up to $6.40. Slaughter cows sold from $0.76 to $1.02. We did have three questionable cows, $0.50 to $0.66. Bulls up to 107. Wednesday, February 7th, will be our next hay sale. If you're looking for spring calving black heifers, be sure to contact us, as we know where there's 30 heifers bred for early March calving. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy, contact Darren, Colton, or Jim at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola.
February is here, and Valentine's Day is right around the corner, so love is in the air. I, Jamie Johnson, also known as Coach Johnson, would love to spread some health and hope this month. In honor of Valentine's Day being the 14th, I'll provide 14% off this month for those who place a new order with me. You can reach out on Facebook or contact me at 608-604-7751. Others took advantage of last month's offer, and that group is down over 100 pounds already. Are you ready to lose weight, maintain, or add muscle? Our program can help. You know me, I love to coach. Contact Coach Johnson today, have an informed conversation, and get 14% off.
5:20 the time, an update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school girls basketball last night. Wazika Steuben edged was a winner against Ithaca, 52-48. Good ball game last night. Platteville over La Crosse Logan, 63-37. It was Lafarge Youth Initiative over Seneca, 62-32. And Mineral Point was a winner against Southwestern, 71-38. Boys basketball, Richland Center got the win over Wazika Steuben, 55-45. Royal over Wadiwok Center, 83-27. Pecatonica edged Weston, 44-42. It was Mauston getting the win against Adams Friendship, 58-33. Devin Booker scored 32 points, Kevin Durant added 28, and the Phoenix Suns beat the shorthanded Milwaukee Bucks 114-106. The Suns took a 79-73 lead into the fourth quarter and did not trail again. The Bucks play without star guard Damian Lillard, who was out with a sprained ankle. Giannis Antetokounmpo led Milwaukee with 34 points. Also, Chris Middleton went out with an injury in that ballgame last night. Elsewhere in the NBA, Indiana 132, Houston 129, New York 123, Memphis 113, Miami beat Orlando 121-95, Dallas 119, Brooklyn 107, Chicago 129, Minnesota 123 in overtime, and Utah 124, Oklahoma City 117. From college basketball last night, it was a win for number one UConn over Butler 71-62. And from the ice, Vancouver 3-2 over Carolina in the NHL, Philadelphia 2, Florida 1, Pittsburgh 3, Winnipeg nothing, Montreal 5-2 over Washington, Calgary 4, Boston 1, Dallas 2, Buffalo 1, New Jersey 5-3 over Colorado, and Vegas beat Edmonton, final score of 3-1.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home. Families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
All right, kids. It's a middle of the week aerobic polka for you now as a polka service of the Light in the Milk House show. We take you to Turner Hall on UW Madison campus and Romy Gaz. Take it away.
On behalf of the fire department and all of us, we want to thank you. Come back again next year. Thank you.
Polkas and the Pilsen Polka right there. Good for what ails you. 5:25 on a Wednesday.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antone, wherein dreams I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone. Well, it was there I found beside the Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above. All that I didn't love to be.
been rumored that I'd die. But I'm alive and well in Tennessee.
George Strait, all my exes live in Texas. 5:30 the time, and right now at WRCO it is 32 degrees. We're headed toward mostly cloudy conditions later and a high of 50. There's a dense fog advisory for Iowa County this morning until 10 o'clock.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Hartshe Lumber, serving you with all your building and remodeling needs from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Hartshe Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Farm bill principles and farmer sentiment declines. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Clean Fuels Conference is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss Brownfield's coverage on air and online. And to learn about the industry's growth, explore cleanfuels.org. Democrats on the U.S. House Ag Committee say they will not compromise their principles in a bipartisan farm bill. Ranking Member David Scott of Georgia says Democrats do not support using Inflation Reduction Act funding for other intended purposes.
We will not shortchange on the promises made under the Inflation Reduction Act or the nutrition title.
Ohio Congresswoman Chantel Brown says Democrats are ready to confront proposals that would redirect IRA money.
We know that this is a tactic that they have used in the past as it relates to their proposed legislation. So we are prepared to confront that if that is a measure that they would propose again.
She says while reference prices need to be increased, it should not come at the expense of nutrition programs. A governing board member for Clean Fuels Alliance America says sustainable aviation fuel is a groundbreaking market for the ag industry. Brownfield's Brent Barnett reports from the 2024 Clean Fuels Conference.
Greg Anderson tells Brownfield the next 6 years will change the clean fuels landscape.
There aren't great quantities of sustainable aviation fuel, or the acronym SAF, being produced. However, the airline industry is calling for 3 billion gallons of this by the 2030.
Anderson says producers of soybeans, corn, and other feedstocks can help lead the charge to increase production.
What other technologies are out there? There are none. We have the answer. We're becoming very popular very quickly with major airlines.
And he says more sustainable aviation fuel can provide long-term health benefits. From Fort Worth, Texas, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
The unusually warm winter is impacting the movement of crops to market. Josh Gackle is a South Central North Dakota farmer and president of the American Soybean Association.
We're actually getting load restrictions put on in certain parts of the states already, which is really unusual. That's about a month ahead of time.
He says the early road weight restrictions are having an impact on his and other farming operations. And farmer sentiment declined for January as commodity prices weakened, according to the latest Purdue University CME Ag Economy Barometer. Jim Mintert with Purdue Center for Commercial Ag says the January reading of 106 is 8 points below December and 24 points below year-ago levels.
There's a growing recognition that 24 is not going to be nearly as good as 2023, at least as it stands today.
He says farmers' concerns about low commodity prices is on the rise. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Deciding on the right crop insurance starts with having the data and expertise to know what's best for your farm. Our experienced team compiles extensive crop data to define plans that are specific for your operation and provide you comprehensive coverage options. Data-driven assurance, customized to your needs. Call your local Compure team at 844-426-6733 or visit Compure.com to create a crop insurance plan that makes sense for your farm. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs into the day sharply higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brown Deal Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remained quiet Tuesday. Some early asking prices did surface around $181 to $182 live, and significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves 450 to 600 pounds were fully steady to firm. Steers 600 to 750 pounds were $8 to $12 higher, with several packages and groups of 700 to 750 pound steers $15 higher. Feeder heifers 450 to 600 pounds were $12 to $20 higher. Heifers 600 to 700 pounds were $3 to $9 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a heavy supply. There were many top quality calves on offer. All had shots and all sold on a very active market. Medium and large on feeder steers, 605 to 640 pounds, brought 269.10 to 289.50. Feeder steer, 650 to 698 pounds, brought 260 to 275.50. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 550 to 598 pounds, brought 261 to 279.50. Boxed beef closed higher with solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 59 cents at $2.94.07. Select closed 83 cents higher at $2.84.60. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 2,000 on the week and about even on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher and firm with a light negotiated run. Processors had to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand has been strong on the global market, which helps provide price support. But there are a few things pushing back on any consistent uptick in prices. That supply of market-ready hogs that are ample and domestic demand has been sluggish. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 458 with a weighted average of 65.45. The Eastern Corn Belt closed 12 cents higher with a weighted average of 60.32. Prices at the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed lower, down $1.37 at 86.23. Estimated hog slaughter was 492,000 head, about even on the week and up about 7,000 on the year. And at the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply higher ahead of the week's direct business on the higher boxed beef during the session. Lean hog futures were lower, pressured by lower pork values and contracts premium to cash. I'm Megan Grebner for Brown Field.
Agra America features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on Agra America.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to Agra America's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit Agra America's podcast directory at agraamerica.com/podcasts. agraamerica.com/podcasts.
Tuesday, direct cattle business was quiet. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Beans are up with questions about rainfall totals later this week in Argentina. March beans are up 3 1/4 at 11.99 and a half. May was 3 1/2 higher at 12.08 and a quarter. Corn was mostly weak, adjusting spreads. March was down 4 at 4.38 and 3/4. May was 2 3/4 lower at 4.50 and a half. Live and feeder cattle were up sharply, optimistic about this week's direct trade. April live was 372 higher at 186.07. June was up 265 at 183.12. March feeders were 392 higher at 246.67. And hogs were mostly lower on spread trade and lower midday pork, with April down 95 at 81.25 and June 85 lower at 95.20. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. wheat farmers are proud of their stewardship efforts. That's next on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
What we were doing without intending to and without knowing it, we were degrading the soil. I decided that we had to do something different.
That's Tom Cannon, a wheat grower from Blackwell, Oklahoma. He's one of several wheat growers featured in a new video series to demonstrate that wheat farmers are good stewards. The export development arm of the U.S. wheat industry, U.S. Wheat Associates, also had Park River, North Dakota farmer Aaron Chellen take part.
Farmers have a unique perspective of longevity and sustainability because our livelihoods depend on it. And it breeds a level of commitment to these practices over the generations. Wheat is an integral part of our system and has been for generations, but it's important to see it in a context of the whole system that is anchored in this crop that just naturally fits.
Chelland, Cannon, and other wheat growers share the view that wheat can be grown sustainably. Colton, Washington farmer Art Schulteis has been doing so for decades.
We have graphed our organic matter levels since the mid-80s, and we can see that our organic matter levels are increasing, and also our yields are increasing.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Ever go to all the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it be lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. You'll find popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo Clayson, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Looking for specialty items? Check out General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and B Rubs you won't find everywhere. You'll even find local sauces. Check out a new flavor and ramp up your next cookout.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Global dairy markets see positive movement in Oceania. Hi, folks. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The Global Dairy Trade Index is up for the fifth straight trading session. The index rose 4.2% with an average price of more than $3,500 per metric ton on Tuesday. The butter market jumped more than 10% higher to $2.95 per pound. Cheddar was up 6.3% to $2.02 per pound. Skim milk powder up 4.6% at $1.25. Whole milk powder up 3.4% to $1.57. And Hydrous milk fat up 3.3% to $2.73. Lactose prices were up 2.6% to $0.35 per pound. Buttermilk powder up just over 1% at $1.09. The only product that lost value in the trading event was mozzarella cheese, which fell nearly 2% to $1.70. Milk futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were lower on Tuesday, while cash markets were mixed, as traders worked to square oversold positions. February Class 3 milk was down 9 cents at $16.26, March down 32 at $17.45, April down 28 cents at $17.73, May down 20 cents at $17.95 per hundredweight. Dry whey was down 3 quarters of a cent to 50 cents, blocks down 3.5 cents at $1.61.5, barrels down 1.5 cents at $1.57.5, butter up 2.5 cents at $2.77, and non-fat dry milk was up 1.5 cents at $1.24. For more news and agricultural markets, find us online at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Have you ever met a nematode? Probably not. But this sneaky ingrate and its billions of friends steal soybean yields right out from under your nose. Nematodes cause up to $1.5 billion in soybean revenue loss each year. And if that's not enough, they also amplify sudden death syndrome. Why? Because they're microscopic good-for-nothing thieves, that's why. Take action against these yield-stealing jerks with Olivo soybean seed treatment from BASF, the only proven winner against both SEN and SDS. And remember to always read and follow label directions.
Ever wonder what deja vu sounds like? Yeah, something like that. Because that's the sound of Dairyland Seed delivering the greatest soybeans in our history. Again, this year's lineup, led by Dairyland Seed Enlist E3 soybeans, brings even better agronomic characteristics, even tougher weed control, and even higher yield potential. And once again, they're proven to outperform the competition in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest soybean performance results at showmethesoybeanyield.com. That's showmethesoybeanyield.com.
There is a dense fog advisory today for Iowa County until 10 this morning. Scattered fog early in the day, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 50. Tonight, variable clouds and breezy, a low of 38. 53 tomorrow with record warmth possible. For Thursday night, 37 with rain showers. Friday, 43 and somewhat cooler. Right now in Richland Center, we're at 32 after a midnight reading of 35 degrees. Welcome to Wednesday, February 7th. It's 14 minutes before 6, and here is Bill Anderson.
I'm not looking for a sweetheart, just a gentle lady friend. Someone I can softly turn to when I need to now and then. My head gets kinda tangled and my soul is lying bare. I reach over in the corner of my life and I find you waiting there. You're a number I can phone. You're a letter I can write. You're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. You're a warm and tender body. You're a woman, not a wife. And just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. There's a special kind of feeling when we're simply touching hands. There's a special kind of comfort knowing someone understands. I'm no knight in shining armor. I'll never carry you away. But you're filling up the corner of my life in the nicest kind of way. You're a number I can phone. You're a letter I can write. You're my water when I'm thirsty in the middle of the night. Tender body. You're a woman, not a wife. And just knowing you has brightened the corner of my life. I can't count the ways you've brightened all the corners of my life.
That's old Bill Anderson and the Corner of My Life. Hello to all of our Light in the Mill Cow Show fans. Hello to our good fan over in Baraboo listening in this morning as well. It is a Wednesday morning. It's early. Maybe we'll have another cup of coffee. Wake up here today. This is Claude Gray.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Thought that I'd just drop by and let you know that I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll cause you no sorrow. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to do. It won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you, I know. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Tell the kids I came by a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way you used to be inside my arms. I'll have another half a cup and then I'll.
Says he doesn't love me anymore. Shaking hands, I pack a bag. Trembling voice, I call a cab. Slowly, I start walking to the door. The cab arrives, he blows his horn. I stumble out in the early morn. Tell him of the place I've got to go. Hit 100 signal lights, feeder belts, and a traffic fight. Getting through these doors has been so slow.
Susan Ray on the Light in the Milk House show. Tony checks in with weather in just a moment here today. We wish you well. We send you on your way. Thanks for starting it here on WRCO FM 100.9. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Still a couple more days of unseasonable warmth across the region with the south wind flow out ahead of a storm coming up across the Rockies, tracking up toward Minnesota by tomorrow. And with that, temperatures could be running about 25 degrees above normal. We do expect some scattered rain showers to move in by tomorrow morning, continue off and on into tomorrow night. Might even be a couple of claps of thunder out there Thursday evening as a cold front approaches. And rainfall totals, nothing too impressive, but maybe a tenth or two-tenths of an inch in a couple of cases. Otherwise, cooler conditions filtering in starting Friday and getting a bit stronger heading into the weekend. The chilly air will likely stick around for most of next week. It's possible next week there'll be a couple of small weather systems diving in from the northwest, which could bring us at least a little bit of snow, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for today, there is a dense fog advisory over in Iowa County through 10 a.m., scattered fog early. Otherwise, look for mostly cloudy skies, high near 50, southeast wind between 8 and 14. Variably cloudy and breezy tonight, low 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers likely with a high near 53, southeast to south wind at 12 to 22. Thursday night, breezy with scattered rain showers in the evening, maybe some claps of thunder, low at 37. Heading into Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, breezy, and somewhat cooler, high about 43 with gusty west winds. Heading into Saturday, peaks of sunshine, cooler yet, low 26 with a high of 36. Sunday, partly sunny, low 21, high 34. Monday, mostly cloudy with a small chance of light snow showers, low near 22 with highs in the mid-30s. Tuesday, flurries possible in the morning, then breaks of sun, high near 33. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. Right now, 32 degrees. Yesterday, we hit 52. That was only too shy of a really old record, which was 54. So we didn't break it yesterday. Today, we could be close. The record high is 51, set in 1987. Record low, 22 below zero in 1967. A year ago, 44 was the high and the low, 27. Sunset will happen at 5:21 this evening. Sunrise time this morning will be about 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.11 and no precipitation today. Some fog in the area. That ends fog advisory in Iowa County until 10 this morning. Right now, our temperature hasn't moved a lot. We were at 35 at midnight. It is 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement,